Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out a bad city, broken, ate a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad others, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in New York City. Ooh, people dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion show. Got up to do bad. All my friends that come around, flat to flat to flat to flat to party, hop. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day, 55-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Addison Russell with the two-run double inside the bag at third to give the Cubs the lead now. Remember, they were down 4-1, and they came back with a couple of runs, one of them on a wild pitch to make it 4-3, and now Russell with a two-run double to give the Cubs the lead in the top of the fifth in a great Game 5 right now at Nationals Park in D.C., they led 4-1 after the Taylor three-run shot. And I think he had it off of Scherzer, right? Russell hit it off of Scherzer, so Scherzer came in for Gonzalez. So Scherzer was throwing heat. He threw a 98-mile-an-hour pitch, 99-2. His first relief appearance since Game 4 of the 2013 ALDS. Can you believe this team, their luck? Mafia, it's unbelievable. Mafia and Montenegro in here tonight with us running it from the five hole. Can you believe their luck? I mean, honest to God, I went on a national tour today on CBS and all of our great affiliates in North America, and I talked to several stations, all their fans, about this team. And I was like, I actually believed in them today. I actually bought into them today. I thought they would show up and get it done for the first time ever. And it is unbelievable to me that I've now, I mean, I hope they do it, but I have lost all faith in them right about now, at this point. Now that they've lost, I've always felt like in an automobile race, in tennis, in anything, in golf, in football, once you get the lead. And look at them now throwing balls away. They score again, an error. They throw the ball into right field. It's now 6-4. They're imploding. Weeders just threw it away. What is going on here? They're imploding. A throwing error in the infield. Another run scores. It's 6-4 now. The umpires are talking. What's the negotiation over, Mafia?
I'm not sure. We have the sound off, so I'm not sure exactly what they're trying to find out here. But, I mean, it's incredible, like you said, that this team, just no matter what they do, they can't get out of their own way.
So, Weeders let the ball get by him on a pitch, on a swing and a miss.
Are they going to call batter interference because he hit him with the bat beforehand?
Maybe. Maybe so. I don't think so.
Because the bat caught him on the backswing, so I don't know if they're going to say that, you know, delayed him a second in getting the ball.
Look, let's see it. He did hit him. He hit him right in the face.
It's just amazing to me.
He's got a point.
When we were listening and they took that 4-1 lead, I thought it was done. I said, okay, they got this game in control now. They took the lead. They scored all those runs and, you know, against Hendricks. I thought they were rolling. But then Gio imploded right away. And to me, if you're Dusty Baker, if Max Scherzer is available to pitch in this game, why the hell was he not starting this game?
Yeah, because I think they think that, believe it or not, that the all three of them are great. Strasburg, Scherzer, and Gio, they believe all three of them are great. That's their thinking. And that's why they lose every year.
Gio's great, but he ain't Max Scherzer.
I honestly, I can't even believe that they're going to lose again. I mean, to tell you, is there anything worse than this franchise? And there, have you ever seen luck worse than this? I mean, I guess the Indians, the way they choke and close out games, right? Are they not the worst either, the way they choke? 3-1 last year, 2-0 this year. They never win in closeout games. I mean, it is just terrible.
The Nats are still worse, though, because they've never gotten past this round. At least the Indians choked in the World Series.
Yeah. So they're not doing anything about the batter interfering with the catcher at all. It's 6-4 Cubs. So. Again, Carolina, I think, has just turned the ball over deep inside their own end. They have. It is unbelievable to me. That's an incomplete pass. Oh, he picked it off. That's he picked it off. It wasn't incomplete. It fell out of Stewart's hands, and they picked it off. Robinson picked it off. There you go. So the Eagles are inside the 10 again. That's the second turnover inside your 10-yard line. You're going to lose the game. That's it. How many times can you turn a ball over inside your 10-yard line and win? It's just inevitable that you're dead, right? Like, how do you win a game when you just keep doing this? They did it at the end of the first half, and now they've done it at the very beginning on the first drive of the second half, and the Eagles are in business. And they're going to take a huge lead in this game. So we got Mitch Lawrence coming up here at 20 past, so in like 8 minutes. And then at 40 past this hour, we have the great young actor Josh Wiggins from the movies that are out now, Walking Out and Coming Out, Bachelors. And he's been in every movie you can imagine, including that movie Max about the dog, the military dog. Great young actor, 18 years old, Josh Wiggins will join us tonight. Big Texas A&M and Cowboy fan. 11:04 Eastern, Rick Haro with our sports business report. A federal appeals court has lifted the injunction that was blocking Ezekiel Elliott's six-game suspension from the NFL. The moral of the story is this. Touchdown, Eagles. The story is that the NFL never loses ever, right, in court. They just don't lose. They always find a way. They always find a court. They always find a circuit court. They always find the right jury or panel or judge. They always get their way. The NFL never loses, ever, even if it takes them their entire existence in life. They will always find a way and a loophole and an out, and they'll always win. They have beaten Ezekiel Elliott. Now all his fancy lawyers and the union and everybody else is going to fight this. But the bottom line is he's going to be suspended for six games. So they have a bye this week, right? And then he'll be out for six straight. That's the latest. Michael Jordan said in an interview that the super team trend in the NBA is not good for the league because you have two great teams and 28 garbage teams that won't be able to keep up, like, in business, that the league's business model is going to suffer. And I think he's actually dead on. But I actually believe there's almost, it's 7-4 Cubs now. This game's over. Like, are you kidding me? What is happening here? He beamed the batter in the kneecap. What is happening with Max Scherzer imploding? He's absolutely imploding. This is happening before our very eyes. What is Dusty Baker mad about? The guy, he beamed him. After Gerald McCoy said there would be an uprising if players are forced to stand, Titans wide receiver Rishard Matthews said he would quit if players are forced to stand. He'll quit playing and choose homelessness and unemployment. He's looking forward to that. The Yankees are going to pitch Tanaka against Dallas Keuchel in game one of the ALCS. Who do you like to win this series? John Calipari said at Kentucky Media Day that the scandal is a black eye on the sport and that any changes to the sport need to focus on the student-athletes, but did not do anything to put aside any idea of Kentucky being caught up in this as the probe expands. Is it hypocritical of a guy who exploits the one-and-done rule like no other to talk about focusing on the kids? I actually believe, strangely enough, that he does focus on the kids. What he tries to do, Mafia, is get kids to play one season for him, and then he wants them to all go get rich because they've never had anything. And so he gets them what they want. He gets what he wants. He has a great team every year, and then they have a great life, and guess who they credit? Him. He's friends with all these guys for the rest of their lives. They all love him. According to reports, if Texas A&M fires Kevin Sumlin, they plan to lure James Franklin, or try to anyway, away from Penn State. So, Friday night we have Clemson and Syracuse, Washington State and Cal. Good games. Saturday, Georgia Tech, Miami, Auburn, LSU, Oklahoma, Texas, and the Red River. Utah, USC. Sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. That's where everybody's making money these days with my picks. Sunday, New England, New York, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit and New Orleans, L.A. at Jacksonville, Pittsburgh and Arrowhead against Kansas City, Sunday night, G-Men, Denver in the Mile High City. PharrellOnTheBench.com gives you every pick, every sport, every day. I hit tons of winners. I make people stacks of paper. That's cash, mister. Get baseball snacks through the World Series, boxing and MMA, hockey nightly, daily fantasy rosters are available, all for the ridiculous price of $35 a month. That gets you everything. You hear fans raving about PharrellOnTheBench.com on the show. They call in and rave about it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Want to experience great live music? Go to LiveNation.com to buy tickets to Arcade Fire, Halsey, Imagine Dragons, Jay-Z, Bruno Mars, and the biggest country artists and more. The greatest concerts to give you the best memories are at LiveNation.com. Get your tickets now. All right, Mitch Lawrence, Sporting News, Forbes, NBA Radio, joins us again on the bench. How you doing, Mitch?
Man, I'm doing great tonight, Scotty. How are you? Doing all right? Getting ready for the big opener next week?
I am ready, and I've been playing a lot of ball myself, and I was actually watching, I don't know if you saw that tonight, the thing they were doing, I forget what they call it on ESPN, basically where they, the introductions or whatever, the thing with all the rookies, did you see it?
No, I'm watching baseball and football. I got a game five, the Nationals
right.
Floating as usual. I mean, that is unbelievable what's going on in D.C.
Right.
And the Eagles in the Carolina, I'm not paying. Forget the rookie.
Okay, so I watched it because I love basketball, and then I'm watching all this now, so I got to see both because I'm more sophisticated than you with my viewing. So what I did was, so my question for you is this. And I saw a little bit with every one of these guys, like De'Aaron Fox, Fultz, Tatum, Zobal, Dennis Smith Jr. And then they didn't do anything with Simmons, but essentially he's a rookie because he never played. Who do you believe will be the most fascinating guy at the end of the day to watch play basketball this year?
You're talking about the rookies. It's got to be Lonzo Ball.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Well, look, first of all, in terms of where he's playing, in terms of the whole Lakers thing, you know, he's the next big deal out in L.A. I got to go with him. There hasn't been a Laker who's going to be a rookie under this much scrutiny because of the position he plays, who he is, who his dad is, and all that stuff, where he's from. There hasn't been a rookie we're going to be looking at this closely since Magic Johnson for the Lakers. Forget about Kobe Bryant and all that. This is the guy. He's supposed to be the next big deal. So I'm telling you, it's going to be Lonzo Ball. We got a lot of other rookies to pay attention to. There's no doubt about it, including Ben Simmons, because everybody's excited about him and Fultz. You mentioned, you know, Tatum in Boston and De'Aaron Fox in Sacramento, even Dennis Smith Jr., the kid in New York, Frank Ntilikina. But no. It is a, to me, it's Lonzo Ball, because he's supposed to be the guy who's got the Lakers. You know, they're going to take a big step with him going forward here.
You think that Mitch Lawrence with us, you think he'll do what Magic Johnson and Kobe Bryant did, win 10 championships?
No, well, I don't know about that. Look, he's going to be a leader for him. He's going to make guys better on offense. He's totally invested in his teammates. Defensively, is he quick enough to guard guards? I don't know about that. You know, you worry about his shooting. I don't know, you know, long term if he's going to win 5 titles. You know, that's a long shot to me. But a lot's going to depend on who Magic Johnson brings in to help play with him. But, yeah, he could be a hell of a player if he gets his shot going. And he shows that he can, you know, also avoid injuries. You know, he's been banged up a little bit. So we got a long way to go with him. But still, there's a lot of excitement about him, obviously, in L.A.
So Michael Jordan said today that if, you know, there's 2 teams that are great and 28 teams that suck, the NBA's in big trouble. Do you agree with that?
That's the way it's always been, mostly. If you look at it, go decade by decade, you always have the dominant, you know, you got several dominant teams per decade, Scott. You know this, you can follow in the league. It's in the league DNA, you know. So you mostly, through a course of a 10-year period, 2 or 3 teams might win the title, you know. So, look, you know, the problem for the league is, if you want to say that's a problem, that's fine. But I don't agree with that at all. I like what Golden State has done, obviously. And they have a chance to go back-to-back here, which is very hard to do. You know, Tim Duncan and the Spurs never did that. But what I like is that in all this off-season upheaval throughout the league, teams started to load up with other stars joining. You know, what's going on in Oklahoma City with adding Paul George and Mello, what's happening in Houston with Chris Paul. So I think it's okay. I don't like NFL-style parity. I'd rather have some big-time juggernauts out there and some real dynasties.
So, Mitch Lawrence, NBA Radio with us. You wrote a great piece on the over-unders. So, with Embiid, Simmons, and Fultz, you said to me that the number's 41.5, but that a lot of players in Vegas are jumping on the under because they don't believe in this team. Why?
Yep. I don't think they believe all these guys can stay healthy. I mean, if you look at Embiid's history throughout, you know, since he came out of Kansas, he's had back, knee, foot problems, all big-time injuries. Ben Simmons, we have to see how he does. Everything would have to click and go right for this team, Scott, and come together right away for them to reach the get their over, which is around, you know, 41.5. They had it with 42 games. So I think that's the big reason people are down on them, because the injury factor, they've never played together, and these guys don't know how to win. I mean, you know what? You come in the NBA, you got to learn how to win, even if you're a tremendous player. So I think that's the reason why the Vegas people say the huge money is really on the under.
What about Boston with all their massive changes? Everybody talks about how great they are, but they have 11 new players. I won't deny Kyrie and Hayward are good, but what are they saying about that 55.5?
Well, a lot of people are coming in on the under, too, there. Because, you know, you got to get your act together. You got to get everybody on the same page. That takes some time. Defensively, there's a big question. They've lost Avery Bradley. They've lost Jay Crowder. Danny Ainge revamped his team into more of an offense-first team. And they're going to, you know, defense maybe. We'll see how it does. I mean, they might be a little longer and athletic on the perimeter with guys like Jaylen Brown and Tatum. But there's no shot protection. There's no big-time shot blocker back there. So they might not be a very good defensive team. But forget about the over-under for a second. I love what he did. I think they won that trade. Kyrie Irving is a tremendous player. I think he's going to make guys better, and I think he'll still be a clutch performer. Big question is his leadership. We'll see if he can do that. But, you know, he's only 25 years old. I think it was great that he got away from LeBron, got his own team, got the hell out of Cleveland before LeBron beat him to it, right?
So do you think Mitch Lawrence with us, Forbes and Sporting News, do you think Minnesota with your boy Wiggins got his fat deal? And then, you know, last year they were terrible defensively. You wrote about it. But they have, you know, Cat, Wiggins, Jimmy Butler, Taj Gibson, and then they have Jeff Teague, who I actually think they way overpaid for Teague. But the number's 48.5, and everybody's excited about this team. Are you and our bettors?
No, I'll tell you what. I think the bettors think they're, you know, maybe a little bit under. I think for them to win 49 games, I just don't see it. Look, they've got to get Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns have to buy in and start playing defense. And they're basically offensive one-way players right now, and they've got to show a commitment and the aptitude to play defense in this league. And that's why Tom Thibodeau brought in Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson from a Chicago team. I mean, they're still going to make the playoffs. They'll probably finish fifth in the West. They could, but I don't know. You know, you see them winning 49, 50 games? I definitely don't.
Mitch, let me ask you lastly. I watched Rudy Gobert play, I think it was the Lakers the other night. I love his game. I mean, honestly, I think he's only getting better at Utah. And then I saw him playing with Ricky Rubio. What do you think of them at 41?
Boy, I'll tell you what. They lost a lot. They lost George Hill. They lost Gordon Hayward. George Hill was their leader. Gordon Hayward was their best scorer. He's averaged 19, 20 points the last few years. They play at a snail's pace. They don't run the ball. They don't get easy baskets. I just don't know. Even when you go down after the top five, six teams in the West, Scott, they're going to be trying to compete against four or five teams for the last three spots. I just don't know if they have enough offensive firepower and their style. I know defensively, Quinn Snyder does a great job with Gobert anchoring that defense. I just don't know if they can get easy baskets and get scoring, because the best proven scorer to me is Joe Johnson, who's 36 coming off the bench. I think this is a year where they're going to fall out and not be in the playoffs.
Mitch, we'll have you on throughout the season. Count on that. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight, and I'll talk to you soon, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Mitch Lawrence of NBA Radio, Forbes, and Sporting News. You got to check out his columns. It's time for the update, and then we'll come back and talk to the great young actor Josh Wiggins on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Trust the pro parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like Brake Best and Wagner ThermoQuad. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. My next guest is Josh Wiggins, and this kid is just rocking as an actor in Hollywood. He's just such a badass. His movies are great. Everybody knows that I'm like anybody else. I'm addicted to movies. I think that it's just the greatest escape from reality. I think it's just fantastic. We all know the deal, Mafia. I've made two crappy movies. One of them was really cool. One of them was, I'd say, pretty bad. But I got to work with David Mamet, so that's all that matters. I actually like the Kraft food services the best, and being around, like, movie stars and stuff was cool. But I suck as an actor. Josh, I think you're fantastic. I love your movies. I mean that. I think you got a special talent, kid.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Listen, I've seen a lot of your flicks, and I got to tell you that you just keep getting better and better. The movies just roll out. I mean, I watched you. I thought Mean Dreams was badass, and I thought it was really that was a sick movie. It was kind of demented, and I thought Paxton was creepy in it. And then I couldn't believe he died. I thought he was a great actor. Did that freak you out?
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, we had done all this stuff together. We did, obviously, the movie and the whole film festivals together. And I woke up, and it was just kind of the big headline. And it was really weird. Sophie, the co-star, had texted me about it. And it was a whole, yeah, it was shocking. I mean, I was just as shocked as everyone else was.
You like playing a role like that where you were basically getting that chick away from him because he was a creep and he was just a mean dad and a drunk. I thought you guys were fantastic in it. It was that movie was a rush.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy movie. I tend to it's funny you call me a badass because I tend to get my butt kicked in every movie I'm in. So that was also kind of the fun part of it, you know, getting almost drowned by Bill Paxton. So. Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Right? Some of the other movies, like I watched, you know, Max, that was really cool too. Like, I got to be honest, when I first sat down, I'm like, all right, here we go. Because I have a dog. I got a 100-pound dog,
yeah, yeah.
And it's a pain in my ass. And I'm thinking, I'm not sure I want to watch some movie about a dog. But then I fell in love with it because you were so fantastic in it. How cool was it making that movie with that animal and being able to, like, try something different with, like, an animal while you know, acting? These animals that they find to be in these movies, people don't even understand how crazy it is, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I love dogs. I've had dogs my whole life, so I was really excited at the prospect of working with one, because it's a whole new beast. It's one thing to act with humans; it's another thing to act with animals. And the things that these dogs could do was really ridiculous. Whenever I auditioned, I got to visit the where they train the dogs and stuff. And I mean, they could tell them to put their tongues back in their mouths and the dogs would put their tongues back in their mouths. It's pretty crazy. They're a lot more well-behaved than a lot of humans I know.
So you're Josh Wiggins, a great young actor with us on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. You worked with one of my good friends, Josh Duhamel, on Lost in the Sun. He's a buddy of mine. How was that?
It was awesome. Josh is really cool. He didn't really have that whole L.A. vibe. He just seemed like a, you know, he was just a really down-to-earth person, really funny guy, really fun to be around. He was a cool dude.
So let's talk about I used to sit around with him, believe it or not, like in New York City with his like mom and my wife, and we would go to a bar and watch football all day and get hammered.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a good time.
So this movie, now Mafia, my producer, he watched it today. I only saw bits and pieces of it that they sent me because I was busy, really busy today. But walking out looks just incredible. Here's another movie with a bunch of, you get like attacked by a bear, you're out in the wilderness, you got your boy Bomer in it. I remember him from White Collar. You're like basically in a nutshell, he gets hurt and you have to like carry him through the wilderness of Montana and over your on your back for the whole movie. It's insanity.
Yeah, it's a coming of age kind of story about a kid who he's forced to play the parental role in a pretty extreme situation. And from that, you know, bonds are formed and people grow and evolve. And it's a pretty good flick.
So what has been the reaction to it? I know that, you know, you talk about going to all these festivals and everything. I saw on your Twitter that it's like Sundance, everything else is just, and like for an indie flick, right? Am I wrong? It's like, it's getting just rave reviews and it's ranked super high, and people have to go check out this movie. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's getting good reviews so far. It was the number one indie on iTunes, the number three drama, and like number 11 overall last time I checked. So it's had a good run. I'm excited.
So it's in theaters now, on demand now. What was it like? I've been skiing in Big Sky. Did you guys actually shoot it out there in Montana?
Yeah, the whole thing was shot in the mountains in Montana, so it was pretty intense.
What was it like out there? I mean, I skied there once for a week, and I froze my ass off. It was like 40 below. Yeah. I wore jelly on my face to ski Big Sky.
Yeah, I'm a Texas boy, so I was not used to the below freezing temperatures, I'll tell you that. And because of the sun was always setting so early, so the call times were always like 5 a.m., and so I'm on the top of a mountain at 5 a.m., going over these lines and I'm freezing my ass off. And it's just like, it was rough, but I knew what I signed up for and it was fun.
So you're Josh Wiggins with us. You got to see his movies out now. Walking Out, the movie we've been talking about with Matt Bomer. He's in the deep wilderness in Montana with his estranged father hunting big game for the first time in his life, and everything goes crazy. And now Bachelors coming out next week with J.K. Simmons, who everyone knows, obviously, and everybody's starting to know you for sure with your success. This is a kind of a sad movie, but it life lessons. I lost my mom, doesn't your mom die or something, and then you end up with your dad, and he ends up taking some job as a teacher, and he ends up like basically meeting a couple of women that basically bring him back from the brink because he's ready. He's basically ready to jump off a roof. He's so depressed, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much the gist. I'm kind of forced into another, you know, the roles are reversed as far as father and son goes. And it was it was a story that hit pretty close to home for me because I lost my mom to colon cancer a couple years ago. So I just really kind of attached to the script immediately. And I think anyone who's gone through a similar experience or just an experience where someone they loved was teetering on the brink and they had to save them, they can relate to it. You know, it's a good movie.
My mom died of breast cancer, so I know how you feel. My sister had colon cancer. It's just the absolute worst, isn't it? I mean, that'll make a man out of you in a hurry. I've never seen anything like cancer and addiction, not to bum you out, but it's two things I think everybody's been touched by.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing, man. It's ridiculous.
So you're a Cowboy fan and an A&M fan. I heard today that A&M, they got a big game this week, by the way. I heard that they're interested in, believe it or not, are you hearing these rumors that they want James Franklin to leave Penn State to coach at College Station?
Really? I hadn't heard about it. I knew someone was on the hot seat, but I didn't know. I didn't hear about James Franklin.
Yeah, the word is that obviously Kevin Sumlin's been on the hot seat. His pants are on fire down there. But right. I actually, you know, I thought they gave Alabama a hell of a game. And, I think the fans get too crazy about firing coaches. Do you think that they should keep him or fire him?
I think, I don't know. I mean, it's as of this year, he really hasn't had a lot to work with. You know, I mean, Kellen Mond. A lot of people forget the quarterback who's starting for A&M was not supposed to be starting in the first place. So it was Nick Starkel was supposed to be the starter, but he got hurt, and so now Kellen Mond's come in. So he's working with a lot of young people, and I don't think any coach would really have the ability to come back from that. But I don't know, man. I mean, ever since the Manziel era, he's been inconsistent, you know. But I don't know. I like the guy. I'd like to give him another year just to see, but it's definitely a lot of – the patience is running thin for a lot of Aggies out there.
So you grew up in Houston your whole life, and then how did you fall in love with the Cowboys? Do all your friends hate you?
More or less, yeah. My dad was a huge Cowboys fan, so I was kind of, you know, brought up into it. And it's tough, man, I'll tell you, being a Cowboys fan in Houston. There's not a lot of love for Dallas up here.
So did you have to go through Harvey, or were you out shooting? Like, are all your friends and family okay?
Yeah, no, we're okay here. There was parts of our area that got hit pretty bad, but luckily where we are specifically, we didn't get flooded or anything. But yeah, man, the city's taking a toll. And I'm not a Texans fan by any means, but I will give J.J. Watt a lot of credit for what he did for Houston and all the money he raised. That was pretty awesome.
So we're on in Houston on 610, and we're on the great ticket in Dallas, and we get all the Texans and Cowboy fans calling the show every night. We're on everywhere, for that matter. But so do you go to Dallas a lot to see your team, and what do you think of them this year? They're certainly not the team that was 13-3 last year. They don't look the same.
Yeah. I went to a game at Texas Stadium when I was little, when they played the Colts in 07, which was Romo's second year, I believe. And then I just went to the Dallas-Green Bay playoff game last year, which
wow,
like totally ripped my heart into a million pieces. But other than that, it was a good trip. But yeah, man, as of this year, it's been rough. I mean, we lost – our whole identity was that offensive line, you know, and we lost Doug Free and Ronald Leary, which those were two big spots. And that's really taken more of a toll than I think anyone thought it would, more than I thought it would. And plus, like, we lost half of our secondary to free agency. So we just got a lot of young players. I think Dak is playing lights out. I think he's incredible. I think Zeke's awesome. We got a lot of talent. It's just our, you know, defensive side of the ball is so young. But I think in 3 or 4 years they can get it together, and I think that defense will be something else.
So did you shoot this GLO already?
Yeah.
And how's that flick?
It's good. It's a lot different than anything else really I've done. It's about two guys who are friends who have a sexual experience, and it's kind of the backlash of that and how each of them handle it. And I think it's a really cool movie, and you know, in a sense of everything that's going on today, it's pretty relevant, and I think it'll be pretty good.
So, I mean, I got to ask you, Josh Wiggins, the great young actor, I mean, let's face it, you're 18 years old. That's rock star status that you've done all this stuff. I couldn't be happier for you. I think it's really cool. Last question, like, how did this all happen for you? Were you, like, doing commercials or something? Did your mom, and who got you into this? Like, how in God's name have you become such a huge Hollywood star at your age and made all these kick-ass movies, honest to God?
I mean, I knew I wanted to be in the industry from a pretty young age, but I really wanted to be behind the camera. And so, you know, because of that, I started making videos with my friends and just posting them online. And it wasn't like a big thing. It was just kind of something to do for fun. And a casting director ended up seeing him and asked if I wanted to come audition for a movie called Hellion, which was the first thing I did. And
great flick.
After 4 or 5 auditions, I went in and got the part.
Wow. And so the rest is history. Well, listen, I couldn't be happier for you. I'm I'm thrilled that you're doing so well. I love your movies. All of them are great. Every single time I see you in a movie, it's always good. You're just doing great work. So keep it up. I love doing it, too. I've done a lot of stuff out in L.A. I lived there for 10 years. I did a lot of TV shows and you name it. It's a very fun way to make a living. Yeah. I've been doing radio for 35 years, but I wish I was making movies like you. I think it's more fun. I got to meet some really cool people. So, hey, congrats and best of luck with your career as if you need it. But and same thing with your teams, A&M and Dallas. It's great getting to know you, kid. Good luck.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
I like that kid. Josh Wiggins. You got to check out his movies in theaters now, Walking Out, and next week, The Bachelors with J.K. Simmons. Josh Wiggins getting benched tonight in the middle of all this. Game 5 now, 8-4 Cubs. You can forget about the Nationals, it would appear to me. And Eagles 21-16 at the end of the third at Carolina over the Panthers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.